Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you as we journey forth again into the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles. And we are joined, of course, with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. Very excited that you're on this journey with us. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 228. Before we begin, let's come together in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. God has condemned me not, no more do I. My Father knows my holiness. Shall I deny His knowledge and believe in what His knowledge makes impossible? Shall I accept as true what He proclaims as false? Or shall I take His word for what I am, since He is my Creator and the one who knows the truth, the true condition of His child?
Father, I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. I have not left that source to enter in a body and to die. My holiness remains a part of me as I am a part of you. And my mistakes about myself are dreams. I let them go today. And I stand ready to receive your word alone for what I really am.
God has condemned me not, no more do I. Let's join together again for a moment of silence and introspection. Take a good deep breath. Love is. And there is absolutely no judgment in love, no condemnation, no possibility of error, of sin, of illusion, and condemnation. This lesson is telling us that we are perfect in the eyes of God. How dare us, how arrogant, really, of ourselves to believe that we could be something other than what God has created us to be. It's really the arrogance of the ego, you see, that we're dealing with constantly. It's arrogant, and arrogance that tells us we are not worthy, that we are sinners, that we are not safe, that we can fail, that we error, make mistakes, that we're not what God has created us to be. And that's the whole trick, that we could actually trust that voice more than the voice of love. Love is. God is. You and I are one with that, and cannot be separate. We cannot be apart. We cannot be alone. We cannot fail. And that is the wonderful, beautiful, profound message, the simple message of the teachings of A Course in Miracles. God has condemned me not, no more do I. I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. You are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection, nor advancing toward it, and you must see yourself therefrom.
That's beautiful. Just beautiful, that perfection, that wholeness. And who are we to argue with that? Who are we to condemn another for knowing that as we do, we only condemn ourselves, and to come to the place of, and even to condemn ourselves is to lack the humility, truly, of accepting what is so already, that we are as God created us to be. And that arrogance to say otherwise is the arrogance of questioning Spirit, Creator. In our culture, in our conditioning, it's sometimes a false humility to do that, but really to not recognize our grandeur and the magnificence that we each are is kind of an insult to God. And I'll be honest, you know, I struggle with this one. I get so down on myself at times. And so this is a really great lesson and reminder. I always think of those words, who are we not to be magnificent, to be wonderful, to be the light of the world? We are, you know, sons and daughters of all that is, of God. Who are we not to be? And so Brother T has taught before that, you know, this is really a workbook and a practice of returning home to self and to self-love, recognizing that what God has created, how could we not but love that? And God created us, each of us, not as bodies, not as human beings, but as spirit. And so I rest in this knowing this day, that God hasn't condemned me, nor you, nor any of us. So I need not condemn myself or anyone either. And therein lies my peace. I receive only this word today, for it's what I really am. Don't have to go figure anything out. I can rest in this innocence, this holiness, this wholeness today.
God has condemned us not, no more should we. We let this be with us today, and we set aside time to be with it, to be with this beautiful, profound statement of love, self-realization, and recognition of our Creator and our oneness with that source of all that is. Father, I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. I have not left that source to enter in a body and to die. My holiness remains a part of me as I am a part of you. And my mistakes about myself are dreams. I let them go today, and I stand ready to receive your word alone for what I really am. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is.
And so it is.
We love you. Thank you for joining us today. And we hope that this beautiful lesson will be healing for you throughout your day. God bless.
God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send